This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
At hour two, I'm going to keep going down this vein, and I'm going to kick some of the stuff that we're going to talk about. I'll still hit the main topic, but I had other things lined up. I have more tabs loaded up right now for a 10-hour show, literally. I've got so much information I need to get caught up with. Really just kind of letting that fire that shut up in my bones and letting it go to you concerning what is happening in this country, and I hope it goes for naught. I hope that you're doing something with the information given unto you. I just got this, and we'll get back to the topic again, but I just got this during the break, okay? It says, if this offends the liberal progressives, then you are on the lost souls that needs to hit bottom before you can see the real truth. It goes on, remembering the footprints of Jesus as he will carry through you through the darkest of times. Just know that Jesus has not left you. No, the American people that call themselves Christians have left Jesus. And I'm about ready to show you the fruit of what that looks like. Okay? Here it goes. It's called the Trail of Tears. You ready for this? The Democrats removed Jesus from their Democratic platform. No, they didn't, I'm adding. The Democrats support killing the unborn. 70 million since Roe versus Wade, 1973, even in the third trimester. No, the Democrats have done nothing because they don't exist constitutionally. The Democrats supported slavery, segregation, Jim Crow laws, and founded the KKK. We all know that. The Democrats opposed the civil rights by 1865 and 1965. The Democrats opposed the voting rights for blacks in 1880. The Democrats supported leaving the Union, thus creating a civil war as 600,000 Americans died. Untrue. The Democrats supported World War I. The Democrats supported World War II. The Democrats supported the Korean War. The Democrats supported the Vietnam War. Remember, they can't have wars if people don't fight their wars for them. The Democrats supported the Vietnam War, as I said. The Democrats supported sex education for elementary children and gender equality. The Democrats, the straw man here, supported Black Lives Matters, all five members, the opposite of MLK, I Have a Dream. The Democrats supported the LGBTQ and gender manipulation. The Democrats support men and women sports. The Democrats support the legalization of drugs. The Democrats support the legalization of drugs, the removal of God in all public places, open borders, and the legalization of 11 million illegals, licenses for illegals, sanctuary cities for illegals, limited jail sentences for criminals, no death penalty, that the theft of store property up to $1,000 is all because of the Democrats. Same with marriage to a man and a man and a woman to a woman. Shutting down free speech is to be blamed on the Democrats. The Democrats oppose same-day voting and proof of ID, which appears written in constitutional law. Well, if they understood what constitutional law said, they would understand that there's no such thing as a Democratic Party. The Democrats oppose the death penalty but support the killing of the unborn. The Democrats oppose preaching politics from the pulpit, yet support Planned Parenthood, the taking of a life. Well, that sounds to me like the fruit of the devil. All of this. They're just, hey, folks, the right, the Republicans, which is just as unconstitutional as the Democrats, that's all they're doing is looking for someone to blame for what they leave undone. This is the fruit of what you call the right. This is how weak what you call the right is. You're an embarrassment to the world. Seriously. An absolute embarrassment to the world. What does Scripture say? Oh, that stumbling block, that rock of offense, let's throw it. It says in Psalm 78, give ear, O my people, to my law that's out of sight and out of mind. You know what? I should almost bring that up just to keep this in context. Martin Luther, God of this world, I want you to see this. Grace. This. I'm here. I'm just digging up something that just came up to thought. Not be afraid. Not be afraid. Hang on. I'm getting this right now. The preaching of the law of God. Preaching the law. Yeah, I'm going to have to find it. I know exactly what I'm thinking right now, and I'll just put my name next to it and see what pops up here. Yeah, here we go. Well, that's interesting how that just worked. But this is something I want to throw in the center of this conversation concerning what we're seeing all across the boards, because we're going to get back to the main topic here concerning the God of this world. You know, that's what it is. The God of this world. And what he wanted to do is to lower the law and dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. And I'm thinking of Martin Luther right now when he said it. But Satan, the god of all dissensions, stirreth up daily new sects. And last of all, which of all other I should have never foreseen or once suspected, he hath raised up a sect of such as teach the Ten Commandments ought to be taken out of the church, and that men should not be terrified by the law, but gently exerted and exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ. That is exactly what's happening here. Exactly what's happening here. Listen to this. Psalm 78, in the face of the right accusing the left of what the right is guilty of, if the right was doing the right thing, there wouldn't be a left. Nobody to blame but ourselves. Give ear, O my people, to my law, saith the Lord. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I'll open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from our children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. For he hath established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel. That's the church. Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40, verse 7, 8:10 of Hebrews, 10:7 of Hebrews, right? Romans 3:31, also check that one out. That the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who arose and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God. Listen to this. And not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law. That's why you have something called the left. And I'm speaking to you, those that call yourself the right.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm going to... 1-866-582-9933. Again, we have a lot of people talking, but no one calling. That's how sure they are of what they're not sure of. I can explain what I understand. I understand why you can't, because you don't understand what you think you know. You can't explain it. That's like philosophers. They always use big words to try to explain what they don't understand. I'm going to get back to this, and I'm going to close it up. I have to, because I'm getting really wore out with biblically illiterates. I am. I posted, beware of them that are posting the grace as a reason to stay in their sins. They are not saved. Okay? So the first wise guy, not knowing the Word of God, says, okay, one guy says truth, and had another guy, Denzel, say amen. I had a guy, so he's dealing with people that don't know Scripture, too. And then someone brought up Romans 6, which was great. And then another one comes up and says, Matthew, he says, grace saves, not works. Grace saves, not works. Okay. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. John 14:21. He that saith he abideth in Christ ought himself also to walk as he walked. How is Christ glorified? I'm thinking of Matthew 5:16, and I'm thinking of John 15:8. By this my Father is glorified, by the fruit that you bear. How do you bear fruit? This is absolutely ridiculous. This is people that are dead in their sin. Another one says, faith without works is dead. In reply to this individual who's trying to justify himself in sin, then Matthew says, no, you don't do the works because you are saved. What? It's ridiculous. Read 2 Corinthians 7:10-11, folks. It's just this bad. William goes on, and faith without works is dead. Okay, that's good. And then Matthew says, read your Bible, Matt. And I did, too. And then Jeannie says, faith without works saves. This is, you can't make it up. Faith without works saves. I get that. but you do the works because you're saved. I don't do what I do to get saved. I do what I do because I am saved. There's a big difference. Cleopas said, faith without keeping the commandments is a sure way to hell. Well, listen, if you're born of the Spirit of God, you're going to do the same thing that Jesus did. Did he fail to keep the commandments of the Lord? Absolutely not. He was the Lamb of God. He was without spot, without blemish, without sin. And then Tyler goes on because he wants to just... I can guarantee you I can go on their websites and I can see exactly why they hate the gospel. They hate the truth. These individuals are self-righteous guys like me and trying to earn salvation and acceptance with God on their own. No, why do you pray if that was the case? You contradict yourself at every given turn. Do you pray, Tyler? Are you praying to get acceptance with God? No, you do it because you're accepted of God. I mean, it's just the weirdest thing. So I warned the people, then I say, grace says what? God be thanked, you are the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine. That's Romans 6:17. I mean, folks, to obey the Lord and to do what the Lord commands, these biblical illiterates will say that you are legalistic. That word does not exist in the Webster's 1828. It's a modern word. And hopefully everything we're doing by pinpointing the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit here to cut the head off the snake of doubt, unbelief, and confusion here with you. Okay, so Scripture tells us in Romans 6, but God be thanked that we were the servants of sin, but you have now obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine that's been given unto you. Is that works? No. Hey, folks, you obey who you love. What, because you're faithful to your wife or to your husband? Is that works? No, that's love. And what is love? It's the fulfilling of the law. Gosh, people. Here's another one. Grace says what? I put up Romans 6:14. By the way, all these people that were kicking up against the pricks here, as Paul did in Acts 9 when the Lord said it to him after he hit the dirt, he said, why do you kick against the pricks, Paul? That's before he told him, I'm going to show Paul how many things he must suffer for my namesake. That's the guy that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. You don't see any of their comments on these scriptures because it's what the Word says. There's no gainsay. Romans 6:14, for sin shall not have dominion over you. Why? Because you are not under the law, but under grace. Oh, my goodness. And gratitude is the mother of holiness, right? Jesus said, be ye holy as I am holy. And why are we seeking to become just like Christ? By the power of the Holy Ghost, Titus 3:5. Because we see what he did for us on Calvary. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you all know what they'd be saying. Bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. Matthew 1:21 tells us he came into the world to save his people from their sins. I posted again, making excuses for sins is not scriptural. Jesus came into the world to destroy the works of the devil, not for the church to fraternize with the devil. 1 John 3:8, that's what it tells us. That's what it tells us. Hey, folks, these are the people, when Christ is being crucified, that chose Barabbas. That's what they are. Not because they liked Barabbas, but because they were just as guilty as Barabbas. Understand? These are the type of people that have the spirit of crucify him, crucify him. We have no king, but their favorite politicians or their favorite preachers that preach otherwise or withhold the word of God from them. It's insane. You know, one of the things that was brought up too is false teachers are God's judgment upon the people who do not want the truth of God's word. It's totally true. In the name of religion, they plan on getting everything their carnal heart desires from the hirelings who are teaching it. 1 Timothy 6:5. These are enemies of the cross of Christ. And Scripture is clear. Read Philippians 3. This last week I was talking about how there was a Joel Osteen, a Kenneth Hagin, a Benny Hinn, a Joyce Meyer, Paula White, Kenneth Copeland, Franklin Graham, Creflo Dollar, and others. These are the people that the people want. These are the people that are put up, 1 Kings 13:33, that won't dare preach against their sin. Why? Because they have buildings to pay for and projects to pay for. They fear man. They serve man in favor of their cause rather than being faithful to God and preaching the word that brings them to the Christ. Hey, folks, these people are not victims. They are the judgment of God upon them because they want exactly what these hirelings are preaching. John 3:36. I want to make this final point because I got three more minutes on this segment and I do need to hit the topic, the main topic here, which leads up to what we're doing right now. These hirelings in the pulpit today that bent the knee over the last 3 years, they're all over the country. They don't serve God, they serve the state. And they took the money and they sold you out. We have not taken one dime of any of that money, nor did we fail to preach all over the country during that 3 years. These hirelings and those that understand not grace or the word of God in context, they say that they preach the word and then it follows up with be ready in season and out of season to reprove, rebuke, and exhort. But notice what these false hirelings, regardless if they're in the pulpits or in the pews, they proclaim. As a matter of fact, they boast, in fact, that they do not reprove or rebuke. They say that it's not their ministry. Like many people that get on the show and judge me unscripturally. Boy, why is that guy so adamant? Again, I lay to your candor, why are you not so adamant? Where's your boldness? The Bible says the righteous are bold as lions. Where's the Holy Ghost, the anointing to break the yoke of bondage over those that you're accountable to before God? I want to be found a faithful witness that delivereth souls, Proverbs 14:25. I don't want to be one that circumvents the truth because I might, lest I offend somebody that just may need to hear the absolute truth to set them free, like it does in Mark 10, starting in verse 17, namely the rich young ruler. They boast in the fact that it's not their ministry to love one another. But yet when you read Leviticus 19:17, it says, you are not to hate your brother, you are to love him, and you are to rebuke him if he is in sin. Oh, and it tells us that in the book of Timothy 2, those that sin rebuke before all that others may fear. No, they don't do that. That's a thing of the past to these hirelings. And then we get the fruit of the flesh under the curse, Jeremiah 17:5. We're led to judgment because we fail to obey God, and we get what we deserve, a book of Lamentations, and we know not why. All of that goes away on Judgment Day. All of that goes away on Judgment Day. The man that's ready to be judged by God is the man that longs to be freed from his sin. Thank God for Jesus Christ and Him crucified. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Officials in western New York are telling residents to stay home as the region digs out from several feet of snow that has fell since Friday. 77 inches has fell on Orchard Park, where the Buffalo Bills would normally play. Their game with Cleveland will now be staged in Detroit tomorrow. Former President Donald Trump called the Justice Department special counsel overseeing investigations into classified documents recovered from Mar-a-Lago as left-wing and corrupt. Trump made the comments from his Florida estate. Jack Smith is a veteran prosecutor who has been chief prosecutor for a special court in The Hague. Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes was sentenced to more than 11 years in prison for defrauding investigators of her blood testing equipment company. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has pledged more military aid to help Ukraine in its fight against Russia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, social media platforms. Subscribe, 1-866-582-9933. We have Dreema calling in from Iowa. Dreema, will you do me a favor? I got to get to my main topic, but I was not going to go without picking up the call. What say you?
Yeah, well, I was just going to go with the evangelical churches. I saw an article today that the evangelical churches are no longer going to back Donald Trump because of his, problems that he has as a person, his faithlessness, his problems right now that they're having. Anyway, basically what they're afraid of is losing their tax exempt service, their tax exempt
status.
Their tax exempt status because Trump is now not looking very good in the light, and of course the evangelical churches don't want to look that bad. And I put in a comment. I said, "Oh, so it's money or God and the Constitution, which our forefathers preached in the churches."
Yep. That's right.
So that's basically what I wanted to say. It was just, it's just amazing to me how, gee, isn't it funny how the evangelical or any church have turned away from the true gospel
because they're afraid.
I totally agree with you,
and I'm just bursting on the inside right now, just wanting to get this out. The professors, the counterfeits in the American church today, they have failed the test a long time ago. We're going to know who the real Christians are, the ones that are getting in trouble today, because they're doing this stuff. They're going through the trials, the tribulations, the persecutions, the deaths. The real ones are the ones that are out there getting attacked by the mainstream media. Those people that you're talking about right now, they have zero credibility. They have become a reproach. They're being laughed at by the younger generation. They have no respect because when you look at the fruit of who these people are, D. James Kennedy told me long ago, Dream, about 15 years ago now, right before he passed away, the greatest advocates to abortion are those in the church. The greatest advocates to sodomy and same-sex marriage, which is completely illegal in every state of our union, he said it's the church of America. It's a lack of Christianity, and nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. They are an absolute joke. They have no credibility. And I, you know, one of these days, once I get the green light and the door opens, I'm going to share with everybody the time that I had in June with the top church leaders in the United States of America. It was me and about eight others. I was the only one, and I'm not giving myself accolade. I'm just stating that what was scary about it is these guys are 10 and 20 years older than me, and yet I was the only one making reference to the law. Nobody else was making reference to the law. They're a bunch of weaklings. They're impotent. And the only thing that they care about is the money that they take in. And that is the truth. And nobody's going to tell me otherwise because I've experienced it firsthand. Thank you for the call, Dreama. I totally appreciate you, kiddo. And thank you for bringing that information in. I do want to say this, too. Where we see the professors lack, folks, we got to double down. We're called to be the repairers of the breach. When I'm highlighting this stuff, I'm showing you folks our responsibility. I'm showing you the reflection of the mirror. This is the fruit of the American people tolerating all this stuff that I'm highlighting. I'm going to have nothing to do with it. We are called to be repairers of the breach, Isaiah 58:12. We are called to give the answers to the world. And by the way, I wanted to show you this really quick, too, just in ending the last hour and a half here. Someone left this on the back of a urinal in a grocery store. It says, smile, God loves you. I'm here to tell you, America, God does love you. But I also want to tell you, he's not smiling. God is angry with the wicked every day. You are under the judgments of God in this country. You have garnered judgment because your lack thereof. Thank you, Lord. Somebody just sent this over to me, and it was actually Napoleon Bonaparte who said this, and it was so spot on when I seen it. And I'm just wondering if I'm trying to get this through now, Lord, and I'm trying to find that post. And I'm trying to figure out where that post is. And I'll find that post about the time I get off the air. That's kind of how it works sometimes, doesn't it? I think I have it right here. Let me see. This is Napoleon Bonaparte. He's the guy that said, the Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature that conquers all that oppose it. And, of course, I cannot. Maybe this is it. This is it. I got it. See? Folks, the world suffers a lot, said Napoleon Bonaparte. The world suffers a lot. Not because of the violence of bad people, no. Not because of the violence of the bad people, but the silence of the good people. That's right. That's why I am putting a microphone up to your ear every weekend, or every day, 6 days a week, blowing the truth of the matter. Because we are called to give forth an answer to him who will judge us all on that day. And I want to see him glorified in this earth. I don't want to see him glorified after I'm dead. King David denounced that in the book of Psalms. I just read it last night. Read, I think, 15 Psalms last night. I'm gobbling up the book of Psalms right now because I want to understand David's heart. Because we are the seed of David, folks. Okay, so let's get on to this. Okay, regardless of the facts, they're still pushing it. You are in the position that you are in today, not because of the left. Get it through your thick skulls and let it fall to your heart. No, the left is the excuse of the right for what the right leaves off. We're a nation of laws. We are a republic. We are not a democracy. Period. Okay? So, what I want to do is I want to highlight this. I want you to see what's going on. Did you see this? This is brand new. Epoch Times. You got a friend over there I don't know why he said it yesterday, too. And I totally spaced his name, but yet I can see his face. I was on his show. He was on my show. And he's a really cool guy, and my bad. I don't know what's going on. But G20 is promoting World Health Organization. Regardless of all the facts, they're still pushing this. WHO, the head of that organization, is a terror-tied terrorist. He's not a doctor. I want you to think about the severity of what's going on here. The G20 is promoting WHO standardized global vaccine passport and digital health identity scheme. I brought this up yesterday. Okay? Friends over at Liberty Council 2 days ago are now telling us that world leaders, hey folks, in America we don't have leaders. We have a representative limited government. We don't have leaders. Our leader is Christ, under God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's called Article 6, Section 2. It's called the Supremacy Clause. Right? The flags that were flying were no king but King Jesus, right? An appeal to heaven. It wasn't an appeal to your favorite politician. No, it was an appeal to heaven because they understood fallen man. But Liberty Council just highlighted world leaders just agreed to implement vaccine passports. Regardless of all the facts that I'm about ready to show you on video. And I got to say it. There's a reason big tech companies are censoring the American people. They are garnering control. Here, let me say it this way. In comparison, as a parable, isn't it interesting how the corporations of the United States of America have taken over farms who supply our food? It doesn't belong to corporations. The farms belong to the people. The people are dependent upon the farmers, not on the corporations. Do you see what corporations do? They come in, they squash the little guy, and then they assume authority that was never rightfully given to them. Why? Because of the corrupt and the incumbent that the American people tolerate. This is what's happening here as well. There is no constitutional authority given over to the WHO. There's no constitutional authority given to the CDC. There's no constitutional authority given to the NIH. They call it administrative law. It's not law. Like policy, it undermines the Constitution. We never gave them the authority to implement in war against the American people by saying that you better take this vaccine or you're not going to buy or sell. Read Revelation 13, verse 17 when you get a moment. They don't have that authority. This is all a pretended authority. World leaders are agreeing to implement vaccine passports. The current membership of the G20 accounts for more than 66% of the world's population and includes Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, France, Germany, Japan, India. This is the global order that Americans, the UN, has established. And guess who's been paying for all of this? You have. Indonesia, Italy, Mexico, Russia, South Africa, Saudi Arabia, South Korea, Turkey, United Kingdom, United States, and the European Union. There it is. They just told you. This is giving power to the beast, folks, and it doesn't have to happen. We've been given all power over the enemy, Luke 10:19. But in the face of the facts, they're going to keep pushing this. Oh, by the way, outside of the WHO and the NIH and the CDC, and talking about administrative law, I want you to know that your said government has no authority of delegated power to implement, which was never given to them by we, the people that they are to represent. This is a prime example of doing what they do because the people allow them to do it. That's exactly what this is. Now they're telling you you can't travel to certain portions of the world unless you get the shots that we tell you to get. We'll be right back.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Heidi. Brother Bradley speaks fundamental biblical truth and aligns it with our world today. His love of our country and its veterans and his battle for our constitutional freedoms are all reasons we love our homegrown Minnesota man, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so, folks, I want to play some videos here for you so you can see for yourself what's going on here. I was just talking about how the G20 is promoting WHO standardized global vaccine passports. And for some reason or another, America's all a part of this. You can rest assured we're the ones that are behind this, trying to create this union. Put that up against Isaiah 28, verse 18. Folks, this can all be brought to an end if the people would stand up and say enough is enough. But you have to bring justice to the corrupt. There's no getting out of that one. That's a lawful response constitutionally and legally, by the way. But I was just highlighting as well, world leaders agree to implement vaccine passports. Guess who was there? Klaus Schwab. He is one sick joker. He is a straight-up globalist, sick-minded devil, to say the least. He's doing a good job, though, said Donald Trump. You know, Donald Trump, the father of the vaccine, just wanted to make sure we were all talking about the same guy. He's the one that opened the floodgates concerning what you're dealing with today here in America. Okay? He's the one that implemented he's the one that opened the curtain to that of Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates. They just sold out to the highest bidder, that's all. Nothing more, nothing less. For the sake of time, I want you to see this. Social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. Regardless of all the facts that I'm about ready to show you, this is happening all day long, all over the world. Put it up against Amos 3, 8, 3. They're still pushing the agenda. Check this out.
Plays in New York for basketball. Same thing. So we have player after player coming out saying, listen, I am worried about myocarditis. And then you see the
heart palpitation. There are soccer players falling over. Heart attacks, blood clots, death, cardiac arrest, falling violently on the tennis courts, the basketball courts. A referee falls over flat on his back. Another soccer player falls over dead. He begins to seizure. Regardless of the facts, folks, they're telling you now you have to have a passport. You better get vaccinated. They're zeroing in on your kids now. And if you don't get vaccinated, then this is the case. Scripture denounces all of it.
A senior is in the hospital after
a senior high school player.
Breaking news details on the deaths of a high school soccer player.
Finland, death of a high school soccer player.
Erickson collapsing towards the end of the first half.
The Kennedy High community.
Another high school football player falls over dead.
Football players died.
A South Carolina high school football player has died.
Just mysteriously, folks. Just don't know what it's all about.
Basketball player collapsing on the court. We want to warn
you.
The video may be difficult to watch.
Florida Gators star Keyontae Johnson collapsing during the game.
Just straight on his face.
High school student has died.
Another high school player dies.
On mile 8.
It's scrolling through a plethora of young people dying.
Ryan Jacobs' heart
football,
unexpectedly
tennis, basketball, baseball.
Cardiac arrest.
Ever since they've gotten the experimental jab.
Football game.
Another soccer player falls over, dies.
This is a gigantic experiment they were doing on the entire world's population. It's never been used before.
You know, it never been used before, but the question is how many times do you people need to be lied to before you figure out that you're being lied to? You know, I highlighted yesterday when I was playing some of these videos, it's interesting that in Indiana, 40%, an insurance agent highlighted the fact that there was a 40% increase in claims to the insurance company because of the increase of death since the pandemic, the plandemic. The experimental jabs were forced upon the people. Also, we had a guy, and I brought the article up yesterday, a guy that had highlighted that 95% of the people that were going through his funeral home died within 2 weeks of taking the shots. And, my goodness, folks, you can go on your scroll on your phone right now, and just seconds, you'll find people that you may know of. A lot of them I don't know because I don't watch TV, but a lot of famous people, as they would say, that are just falling over dead. A lot of rappers, musicians, actors, just falling over dead. Anti-vaxxers, too, those that are just, you know, mocking people that say no to vaccinations, they're dying, too. It's interesting. We're not complaining about the side effects of a shot that we never took. And why? Because the Bible tells us not to do it. And I'm not going to do it. The life is in the blood. What does Satan go for? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. He goes for the bloodline. 17:11 of Leviticus. I don't know why I keep coming up with this military talk, folks. But it keeps coming out that way, but that's what it is. It's hard to watch this stuff. Here's another video. Regardless of the facts, they're pushing now vaccine passports. If you don't have your shots, you can't travel. They're talking international travel right now. But you know what that means, folks. Everything they do is incremental. Are you going to put a stop to this now yet, Americans? Or are you going to just keep letting it go? Because the world's waiting for you to stand up and rise to the level of expectation as to who you are. To whom much is given, much is required. Let's go over to this next video. These are all, by the way, brand new videos over the last couple days. I want you to check this one out. Here's Mr. Depopulation himself.
And then the final solution, which is a year to 2 years off, is the vaccines.
Doctors baffled by increase in sudden adult death syndrome. I mean, are they that stupid, or are they just feel, oh, we can't possibly connect all these dead young and middle-aged people over here with all these mass vaccinations over there.
Mm-hmm.
What they must know, surely.
Yes, I don't think that they're stupid. I think that they think we are stupid.
That's right.
And, I mean, they're kind of right. I mean, sudden adult death syndrome, really? This is basically the new one. We had a couple of months ago, right, when it was Christmas, they said, oh, there are a lot of people dying from heart attacks, and it might be because of the Christmas trees in your house. I've seen headlines where they said, oh, it's climate change that now causes all of these heart attacks.
Terrible.
I've seen post-pandemic stress disorder is causing heart attacks. These people are laughing at us. They think that we're stupid.
Yep.
And, you know, the thing is I understand that a lot of people have trouble saying these things because, as you said, they will come after you when you try and uncover the truth. And also, it's very hard to speak out about the truth and say, hey, maybe we should call a spade here, and 2 + 2 = 4, and the only thing that changed in the past couple of months is the fact that everyone took this vaccine. You can't say that because there are no real studies for these correlations. You know, we just have suddenly all these extra deaths, and we have no idea why, but we do know that it's not the vaccine. That's the one thing that they can tell you for sure.
You know, it's interesting. They can tell you everybody's got the virus and the virus is out there. You better get your shot. But when people die from the experimental jabs, then they stand back and play stupid and try to confuse everybody by saying, we don't know what this is from. Really? That's why, Americans, you're being laughed at by these people. And it's sad to watch it. These are people that are laying on the ground, hitting the ground, and they're gyrating out of control. They're having seizures. They're having heart attacks. They can't breathe. They're dying right in front of the people. And it really, truly is hard to watch this. Folks, if you have not checked this out, one girl swallowing her thumb here, or her tongue, just a little girl, oh my goodness. How this is, and folks, regardless of what I'm showing you, they're telling you to get your kids shots. In California, they just said, your kids have to get their shots before they go to school. That's a perfect time to get your kids out of the public schools, because when your kids are out of public schools, they lose all control. You don't understand. Here's another lady. She's on the ground. She's dead. Fell off her motorcycle dead. Another guy, there's blood on the ground. He's gyrating. I mean, it really, folks, it's... You need to see this. It's sad. He's... That was my kid, folks. These are our brothers. These are our sisters. Oh, my goodness. You can't... We can't stand back and allow this to go on, friends. Everyone that's responsible for pushing this agenda needs to be held lawfully accountable for their crimes against the people. These are kids. These are somebody's kids. These are somebody's brothers and sisters, moms and dads, cousins, uncles. And before the Lord, they are our brothers and sisters. And we have a responsibility to stop all of this. Kids in school falling over dead. And it's really bizarre to watch some of them because their hands go up in the air. Some of them will just freeze up. They're just dead right on the spot. There's another girl, young girl on the ground. She's dead. She's just... Her life is being sucked out of her. Another guy standing there or sitting there just falls over dead. Another girl, young girl, probably 13, 14 years old. She looks like she's dead. This is all because of corruption in the government system saying you need to get your shot. Nobody that hasn't gotten the experimental jabs are dealing with any of this, friends. Nobody is.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.